then we moved to Cicero, Indiana, and there the community welcomed us. And it was all because of a young girl named Jill Stewart, who was president of the student body, who decided to bring in the medical experts and talk to the kids. And the kids went home then and educated their parents. So Ryan was welcome, and he got to go to school. He got to go to proms and dances, and he even got a job. It was kind of funny. He came home once after he turned 16, told me he had a job for the summer, and I thought, oh, my gosh, who's going to hire you knowing who you are, you know? And I said, what are you going to be doing? And he said, I'm working at Maui Skateboard Shop. And I said, really? And I said, what are you going to be doing? And he said, I'm going to put together skateboards. And I said, well, how much are you getting paid? And he said, like $3.50 an hour. And I said, Brian, that won't even buy your gas to Indianapolis and back. He said, Mom, you don't get it. I got a job just like everybody else does. So it was really important for Ryan to just be one of the other kids and to try to fit in. He never bragged or anything about who he was and what he got to do. He just wanted to be around his friends.